This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
We're back live nationwide and around the world. You're listening to Ron Segi today on this last weekend of June. Can you believe that? That's staggering to me. On our show this second hour, my first guest is a friend of mine, Tommy Rowe, who had a ton of hits back in the 60s, 70s. And he's still performing, but he has a book out, and we talked about it a little while back, and we have an update on what he's been doing the last few months. And actually, he's had some surgery, and we're going to chat about how it's like to be a rock and roll star and still cope with everyday problems like you and I have. Then Hoyt and Susie Tidwell will be here. Now, I know those aren't big Hollywood names, but they're like the American Gothic people. They are so down to earth, and they got a fascinating story to talk about. Kind of interesting. And then we'll chat about destination weddings with Karen Buesen and Eric Almorez. That's coming up this hour with Ron Segi today.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. Call right now. That number again is 800-280-2144.
Tired of overpaying for the little blue pill? What if you could get the exact same results for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with Sildenafil, the active ingredient in the blue pill. With 20 milligram generic Sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results for less than $2 per pill. And again, the results are guaranteed. That's right. Absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of the little blue pill. So give your wallet a break and call us toll free at 800-365-6017 to get your generic Sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-365-6017 and get your generic Sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this, so call 800-365-6017 now.
Back live all across the USA and around the world. It's Ron Segi today. I never get tired of listening to this man's music, and I'm so happy that he's back. We have chatted with him several times over the years. I got a great picture of he and I hanging in our studios here, and he's back again to talk about some of the things that's happened to him in the last year, including, let's talk again about Cabbage Town to Tinseltown and places in between, a fabulous book by our friend Tommy Rowe. Hi, Tommy. How are you? Welcome back to the show.
Hey, Ron. It's good to talk to you again.
I'm so glad you're feeling well. I didn't realize that you had some health issues over the past few months, and I'm glad you're back. You and Mick Jagger are doing it strong. Chapter number two coming up.
Well, I'm not quite where Mick is yet. I mean, Mick dances all over the stage, and his recovery was very fast. I mean, he's back on stage, I think, in just a few months.
I know.
I'm not sure if he had I had quadruple bypass surgery. I'm not sure what he had, but mine was a little bit more involved than what he had, I believe. But I feel great, and I'm back in the saddle.
Couldn't be happier for you, my friend, really. I didn't know that, and I apologize for not contacting you during that recuperation.
No problem.
Cabbage Town to Tinseltown. Ladies and gentlemen, this man has written a book that is fabulous. Whether you like music or not, this is a book about really having to go over some hurdles, warts and all, and I know, you know, it was a reach for you to do this, but he wrote and co-wrote top 10 hits between 1962 and 69, more than any single artist-songwriter during that period in the 60s. And if you remember that, ladies and gentlemen, that's where we were invaded by the Beatles and the British Invasion. You know, Tommy, that has always been a statistic that has amazed me. I mean, that's phenomenal.
Yeah, it's really incredible. I had so many of my friends, American artists, who were pushed off the Billboard charts with the British acts. You know, the British invasion was for real. I mean, they took over the charts. So I was trying to figure out a way to survive all this. I was in the reserves at the time at Fort Sam Houston, and I was thinking, when I get out of here, I got to go back into the studio, and what do I do? You know, I can't do my rockabilly thing. That's kind of passe. So I came up with the idea to do what I called at the time soft rock, and I wrote Sweet Pea, and that's what kept me back in the charts. When I got out of the Army, I went back in the studio and recorded that song, and thank goodness it was a big hit for me and kept me in the charts through the 60s.
Along with Sheila, Dizzy, which we played coming in,
yeah.
Ham Up and Jelly Tight, Everybody. I love that song. You wrote that song very quickly, did you not?
I wrote Everybody on the tour with the Beatles in England when I was touring with them in 1963. John Lennon used to allow me to borrow his Gibson guitar and to write songs, and I started writing Everybody on that tour on the bus on John's Gibson guitar, which, by the way, a couple of years ago sold for $1.4 million.
Oh, you know? Man. Jeez.
So that guitar now, everybody knows I wrote Everybody on. It's got to be worth at least $3 million, right?
It's got to be that. Yeah, a million seller with a $1 million guitar. You can't go wrong with that. You know, that's fantastic. And Dizzy, this is the thing that really amazes me. You talk about music that lives forever. USA Today, absolute best songs in the history of contemporary music. Dizzy has been covered 22 times, spent 15 weeks on the Billboard Hot 100 chart. That's unbelievable. And when you talk about Sheila, I love all your songs, but Sheila really was a kind of a very, I knew a girl down the street by that name, but it wasn't Sheila at the time, it was Frida.
Yes, you know, I wrote, Sheila, everybody knows it is Sheila. I wrote it for a girl when I was like 14 years old. I had this little friend in school. We used to chase each other around the playground, and her name was Frida. And I used to write these little poems at that time, and I thought, well, I'm going to write a poem for Frida, right? So I wrote Sweet Little Frida, You Know If You See Her, Blue Eyes and a Ponytail. And then shortly after that, my dad taught me three chords on the guitar, so I thought, wow, maybe I can put these poems to music and I can become a songwriter. So I wrote the song, Sweet Little Frida, and I carried it around my back pocket for a couple of years. And finally, I got a chance to audition for a record producer. I sang Frida for him. He said, man, I love that song, Frida, but we have to do something about the name. So he convinced me that I should change the title of the song, and we did. And as we like to say, when there's nothing left to say, the rest is history. It turned out to be my first number one and my first gold record.
You know, many, many years ago, I've told you this in the past, I was listening to an interview, and I don't know where it was. It was back when I was in music radio, so it could have been Dick Clark or, you know, any of those guys. And you were telling a story that you mentioned in the book that I always ask you about, and that is the fact that here you have Sheila, which was the number one record, I have 1962 or something. Was it 62?
62, yeah.
And you were reluctant to leave your job at GE because you were afraid that this was a fleeting thing. Am I right?
Well, my previous recordings up to that point were all, like, disastrous. You know, they didn't do anything. I mean, they got played around Atlanta a little bit, but they never really got off and running in the charts. So this, to me, this was just another record that I thought, well, maybe and maybe not. Who knows? And I was working at General Electric at the time, and I was married very young. I had a little girl, you know, Cynthia, my daughter. And so I landed this great job at GE. I was making, you know, maybe $80 or $90 a week. I don't know what, but in those days, that was a lot of money for a young kid. And so the record was moving up the Billboard charts. I didn't even know it. And my record producer called me in one day. He said, well, he called me at work, and he said, Tommy, I want you to come by the office. Your record, Sheila, looks like a big hit, and we need to talk about you quitting your job at GE and going out on the road promoting this record. Well, that was just a no-no at that time. I just landed the job. So I went by his office that afternoon, and Bill Lowry was his name. Everybody knows Bill. He was like the, you know, the guy in the South who really found so many artists and nurtured them and mentored them. And I go to his office, and he said, Tommy, look, he showed me a billboard chart. It was like, you know, 60-something with a bullet, you know. And he said, you know, your chart, your record, Sheila, is 60-something with a bullet. That means, I said, what does that mean? He said, it means it's going up the charts. A bullet means it's going up. And he said, we'd like for you to quit your job and go out on the road and promote the record. And I said, no way, Bill. No way. I totally, you know, objected to that idea. And he laughed. He said, he ran back in his chair. And he said, I tell you what, let me give you an advance against royalties. And go home and talk it over with your parents and see what they say. And let me know your thoughts. So he wrote me a check for $10,000.
Oh, geez.
And I, you know, listen, I'm 20 years old.
Right. That's
$10,000. That's more than I made in a year.
Right.
More than my dad and I both made in a year, you know. He said, take this check. And I saw it. I was shocked. You know, totally shocked. $10,000 to me was a lot of money.
Right.
And think about it. In 1962, that was probably like $100,000.
You could buy a house for that kind of money.
Yeah, a lot of money. Houses cost like $15,000 back then. So I go home with the check, and my parents, they have to sit down. They can't believe it either, you know. We discuss it. My dad is the one that taught me to play the guitars. He was all behind it. Mother was a little reluctant. But we discussed it, and they said, look, you know, you're 20 years old. You might as well take a shot at it. And if it doesn't work, you know, we'll get your cousin to get you back in GE, get your job back. And so that was the decision we made. I called Bill. I said, Bill, I'm all yours. What do we do? You know? And that was the beginning for me. I mean, I was a real greenhorn. I had never performed professionally at all. And all of a sudden here I had the number one record in the country, in the world.
Wow.
Number one in England as well. And here I was out on the road with artists like Sam Cooke and Curtis Mayfield and The Impression. Here I was all of a sudden on the stage with all these pros, and I was having to learn how to perform. I tell you, a great experience for me was touring with Sam Cooke on that. We had like a 30-day tour, and I learned so much from him. He was such an incredible artist, a fantastic performer, and that was a great learning experience for me. So it's kind of set the stage for my touring on my own after that.
Hey, Tommy, hold your thought on that, because when we come back after a quick break, I want to talk about a great story you have about Sam Cooke. Our guest is Tommy Rowe. He's going to stay with us another segment right here with Ron Zeggi today.
Sweet little Sheila, you know her if you see. Blue eyes and a ponytail. Her cheeks are rosy. She looks a little nosy. Man, this little girl is fine. Never knew a girl like a little Sheila. Her name drives me insane. Sweet little girl, that's my little Sheila. Man, this little girl is fine. Me and Sheila go for a ride.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, the phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
As a mother, you don't want to have to worry about this bill is coming, but then she needs this chemo. That's a decision you shouldn't have to make.
It's a huge burden lifted financially, and so it allows you to give singular focus to your child. I've never known a hospital that takes care of their patients so thoroughly.
That was the first thing I was like, how are we going to do this? When they told us that we didn't have to pay a single bill, I was like, wow. They pretty much have saved us.
It's like the world has been lifted off of your shoulders, and now your focus is supporting this child.
There is not another hospital like St. Jude. The patient care is unmatchable. It saved my life. It saved my daughter's life. It saved our family.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures. Saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
And we are back live all across the USA and around the world with Ron Sedgie today. Our guest is staying over another segment, Tommy Rowe. And Tommy, just before we went for that break, you were talking about the great Sam Cooke. You say in the book that he wrote the song You Send Me. It's the story about you and the hamburgers and the hot dogs, right?
Right. What happened on those tours, this was through the South during segregated times. The South was still segregated in 1962. And so I was booked on this tour. Chris Montez and I were booked on the tour, and it was all a black troupe, all the black artists. Curtis Mayfield and the Impressions and Sam Cooke. And I found out later that they always had one white artist on the tour because in those days they couldn't stop and eat in the restaurants.
Right.
I was kind of like a runner. You know, they would park the bus down the street away from a little mom-and-pop restaurant, and I would walk back up and order like 40 hamburgers or whatever it was we could order. And I always got these crazy looks, and I had to come up with excuses. I mean, they'd ask me, you know, why are you ordering so many hamburgers? I said, well, you know, it's like a fraternity stunt we're doing or something. I'd make up some kind of line. And so then I'd go back to the bus with all the hamburgers and feed the tour, you know. I mean, that's the way we did it. They couldn't stay in the hotels where I stayed. They'd drop me off at the hotel, and then they would go into the community and stay in people's houses or churches or wherever, or the black hotel. That's the way they got their tour to work. It was really kind of dangerous because I got threats from whites and blacks, both. It was a very interesting time. I was so young and naive about all this. To me, it was all about the music, and I was such a fan of these artists. When I went on the tour, I had this open heart, like, here I am, I'm touring with these great guys. I never thought of the controversy that it would create. Those were interesting times and great learning experience for me. I mean, it was just a terrific way for me to learn my craft.
You talk about on-the-job training.
Oh, absolutely.
You have been labeled father of bubblegum pop. Now, I don't know if you like that label or not, because bubblegum music got kind of a bad rap in the early 70s with the 1910 Fruit Gum Company and Snoopy and the Red Baron. When I think of these songs, Sheila, Dizzy, Sweepy, Jam Up and Jelly Tight, Everybody, I don't think of it as bubblegum. I think of it as good pop music. It's good time music.
It is. It's fun, good time music, and the DJs at the time, the transition from the 60s to the 70s, they seemed to want to discard some of the 60s stuff, you know, and go into the music of the 70s. And it was kind of a dig at me, calling it bubblegum music.
Right.
I really resented it at first because it was a negative. They created a negative for me, which I didn't think it was negative at all, you know. Kind of resisted at first, but later on I just kind of embraced it and ran with it, you know, and it all worked for me in the long run. But think about it. The early Beatles songs were really the blueprint for bubblegum music.
Right.
I mean, you think about, I saw her standing there. I want to hold your hand. Please, please me. What's the difference in the message of those songs and Oh Sweet Pea, Come On and Dance with Me? It's really the same thing. And their audience was my audience. I remember when I opened for them in Washington, D.C., you know, it was like just a face of young people, of young kids, you know, and mostly girls, and screaming, bouncing, beautiful little girls, you know, bouncing in their chairs.
Bouncing.
Doing the same thing for me, you know. British thing was such a new thing in music, and the people treated it totally different. You know, it was like a transitional moment in music for the 60s. So, you know, it all works for me. I love my music. One of my biggest thrills I get is when I walk on stage and I sing Sweet Pea or Dizzy or one of my hits, and I see a big smile on the face of the audience. That's what it's all about to me. I mean, I just love it when the audience responds to my songs like that.
Talk about those disc jockeys back in the 60s and 70s. I was one of those disc jockeys. I never refer to your music as bubblegum. Just good, solid, good time music. I mean that. I'm not saying that because we're friends and you're on the show. I really mean that. Do you not have a story about Ray Charles, too?
You know, I appreciate you talking about my book because I tell all these stories in from Cabbage Town to Tinseltown. I've been in the business, you know, Ron, for over 55 years, so I have a lot of stories to tell. In fact, after I finished the book, I said, oh, man, I forgot to tell this Ray Charles story. I was still in high school, and I used to go to all these concerts that came to Atlanta. You know, I saw Elvis in Atlanta at the Paramount Theater when I was 14 or 15 years old.
Right.
The same with Ray Charles. He did a show at Herndon Stadium. I got a ticket to the show and went, and that's where they recorded his live version of What I Say, and I was in the audience. And a DJ in Atlanta, in the daytime, they played Frank Sinatra and, you know, Debbie Reynolds, all these artists, and at night they played, you know, R&B music, Ray Charles, B.B. King, all the stuff that I used to love to listen to. I had this little silver tone radio next to my bed that my folks bought at Sears for me, and I used to turn it on real low about 10 o'clock at night when they started playing all the R&B stuff, and I would stay up as long as I could until I finally fell asleep listening to all this music. My mother always wondered why it was hard for me to get up and go to school the next morning. I wasn't about to tell her I was listening to the radio all night. Those were great fun days at night. You know, you never heard it during the daytime.
Right, but that's when the audience was there. It's a great book, and it's an incentive book, too, because in the times that you're not shining, like we all have in our careers, you persevered, and I think that's what makes this so great. It's available at Barnes & Noble.
Thank you.
Books a Million, TommyRowe.com, Amazon.com. Now, Tommy, are you touring again, or are you still taking a little bit of a rest?
Well, not yet. I'm still, you know, I don't like to talk about this, but 2018 was a real challenging year for me. My wife also has Alzheimer's, so I'm dealing with that as well. I will go back out, but I have to feel like I'm able to do it and mentally. I'm still recording. I went to Nashville the past few months, and I recorded four new songs there with my old friend Wayne Moss, who was the original guitarist on Sheila. I'm still writing, and I'm still recording. I'm just not out on the road, but will be shortly, I'm sure.
I'm sorry to hear that about Josette.
Yeah, Josette. I mean, it's just so sad. My mom had Alzheimer's as well, so I'm familiar with what it is. It's just a terrible, terrible disease. The difference is, though, with my mom, I wasn't living with it day by day.
Right.
And with Josette, I have 24/7 caregiver with her.
Yeah.
It's a day-to-day thing. But, you know, that's life, Ron. We go through it. We have these curveballs thrown at us, and we just have to deal with it and move ahead. You know, you can't just let it get you down. So I'm trying my best to keep the old chin up. We'll be back out on the performing trail as soon as I can.
Great. You know, Engelbert Humperdinck is going through that with his wife, Patty, too.
I heard about that, yes. And Steve Lawrence, I understand, has all.
Yes, he just found that out last week.
It's just a terrible disease,
terrible.
And it can affect anybody's family. It's just terrible.
Well, my prayers are with you, pal. You know that. And I'm glad.
I know, Ron. Thank you so much.
I hope that you're feeling better, and our prayers go out to Josette. You know, you're always welcome here, my friend. Anytime you want to talk, as you start touring again, or you just want to talk, whatever the case may be, just let us know, because we're at your beckoning call.
Appreciate it, Ron.
And again,
appreciate it very much.
And I love the picture, especially the one with Felton Jarvis. I mean, that's what a great producer. Tommy, thanks for joining us. Please come back, okay?
I will do, Ron. Great talking to you.
Nice.
Thanks.
Our guest has been Tommy Rowe. Yeah, you got to get this book. It's called Cabbage Town and Tinseltown and All the Places in Between by Tommy Rowe. And there's more to come with Ron Seggie today.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. You just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump is planning a visit to the demilitarized zone that separates North and South Korea. He's extended an invitation on Twitter to North Korea's Kim Jong-un to join him. He says he expects his DMZ encounter to be brief.
We won't call it a summit, we'll call it a handshake.
He told reporters in a news conference in Osaka that Kim was very receptive to his invitation.
He follows my Twitter.
Earlier, the president also met with Xi Jinping, and they agreed to a ceasefire. At a press conference in Osaka, Japan, the president said the United States will hold off on threatened additional tariffs on Chinese goods.
We won't be adding an additional, you know, tremendous amount of, we have, I guess, $350 billion left, which could be taxed or could be tariffed.
This is USA Radio News.
So you sit down and do your budget, and you look at all your monthly costs and your bills and your income, and it seems like there's never quite enough. You know what would really help? Finding $500 a month to help balance things out. That is the typical savings, $500 a month for a family when you switch to MediShare for your health care. And when it comes to health care sharing ministries, MediShare is really the gold standard. It's been around for 25 years and has more than 400,000 members. It's been around so long and grown so much because it works. And whether you're single or married or have kids, this could make sitting down to do a monthly budget a lot more fun. $500 a month can more than cover a car payment or payback loans, whatever. So join MediShare and go out to dinner to celebrate. Here's the number to call. They are incredibly kind and helpful to talk to. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hi, I'm Rick Osick, president of Famous Footwear. Every new parent dreams of bringing their baby home for the first time. But some babies are born too sick or too soon to come home right away. That's why Famous Footwear supports the life-saving research and programs of the March of Dimes, the leading nonprofit organization for pregnancy and baby health. Help us give every baby a fighting chance so that more babies can come home healthy. Learn how at marchofdimes.org.
to Ron Sedgy today all across the USA and around the world. Well, the story came across our desk the other day that I was pretty fascinated with, so I invited our next two guests to join us. This is an unusual story, and I'm very interested in hearing how this whole thing took place. It actually stems from a husband and wife team. Hoyt and Susie Tidwell have become a Facebook and Internet sensation, making Hoyt's Chicken and Dumplings. Joining us right now is Susie and Hoyt Tidwell. Hello, Susie. Hi, Hoyt. Welcome to the show.
Ron, glad to be here.
Hi, Ron.
Hello, Susie. This is an unusual story, to say the least, and we want to talk about it, and we want to have you explain it, but before we do, this video that you filmed on Facebook has been seen by over 5 million viewers, and the video on an international fan base with over 20 million videos to date, and this all became part of a idea you had about cooking chicken and dumplings. And I might want to add here that you are celebrating your 50th wedding anniversary and one big with Kevin Eubanks on the Newlywed Game.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Wow. Yeah. Unbelievable. Well, tell us how this chicken and dumpling story took place and how it all started.
Well, back in October 2017, actually 25th of October 2017, my forte, when a family loses a loved one that I know or, you know, going to have a dinner for, I'll make a pot of chicken and dumplings. So happened this, well, it was unfortunate that this little 13-year-old developed brain cancer, and she was going to school with my granddaughters at the Catholic school in Loretta, and 3 years later, she passed at 16, and she was a lovely and a tough fighter and a great little girl. But anyway, I made a pot of dumplings for this family, and I took them in down there for the women were there at the Civic Center, and there were six ladies there when I took them in. And I said, here's a pot of dumplings for the family. I mean, I took them in a pot just like I make them in, a town craft cookware pot. And they said, your wife made a pot of dumplings, huh? I said, you're looking at the wife, ladies. And, boy, they all chuckled. And, you know, they all went over and grabbed a spoon. You know, they got them a spoonful of them dumplings. And, boy, they said, we got to know how you make these dumplings. So I took my coat off. It was in the winter months. And took my coat off. And I spent about 30 minutes telling them ladies how I make the chicken and dumplings. Some of them wrote it down. And one lady was a school teacher. And she knows my daughter. And she said, Hoyt said, you know, you ought to make him dumplings at home and let your daughter film it and put it on Facebook and said, you can make some money. Well, I came home and told the wife about what the ladies had said. And my wife and I had already talked about maybe putting it on, you know, Facebook. Well, we didn't think no more about it for a while. And one day I was making them, you know, I make them for the bank, several banks that I do banking business with, and the sheriff department, and this different folks I make dumplings for. And this one day I was making them for a friend of mine at Storing Lee Furniture. And I told my wife, I said, honey, I said, get your kitchen the way you want it, because today is the day we're going to film making chicken and dumplings. 28 minutes later, we had the video on the phone, you know. Yeah. It was video. Well,
on the iPhone,
and it took her a couple of days, Ron. Took some hurdles to get it on Facebook, but we finally got it on Facebook. And once we got it on Facebook, she was getting some negative comments and fighting the media, you know, the social media. And I said, honey, let's keep going. Just leave it there. It was open to the public, and so we fought through it and worked through it and prayed through it. And it just kept going, and I said, let's go for, you know, it hit 1,000. I said, let's go for 2,000. It just kept climbing. I said, let's go for, it hit 1,000,000. And I said, let's go for 1,500,000. Well, and then people say, well, let's get another video. So about 1,500,000, we started making two videos a week and putting them on Facebook, Ron. And today we've got 109 videos on Facebook and YouTube.
Now, I think it's important to note here, ladies and gentlemen, that Hoyt and Susie don't do this, you know, as like a big business. Okay? They sell aprons, they sell, you know, different things online. But they really do this now for the philosophy of bringing people back to the table, bringing families back to the table. No cell phones, no texting, you know, just praying, have talk time, and that's why they did it. Now, Susie, you are the production manager, right? You run the camera, and you have you have to keep Hoyt in place because you tell him things like, don't forget to wash your hands and stuff like that. So you're kind of the executive producer on this, are you not?
Well, I guess you could say I'm the executive producer.
Yeah.
I'm the one holding the camera, that's for sure.
Okay. Well, you know, first of all, Hoyt, you did something early on in your relationship with your wife. As I mentioned earlier, 50 years marriage, and it was kind of a very unique meeting the first time around. But you told your wife, you said, you know, you don't cook like my mother. Well, you know, Hoyt, I once used that line, and I have regretted it ever since, you know. Now, Susie, when he told you that, what did you think? Did you think, you know, I love this guy, and it's love at second sight, but who the heck does he think he is telling me that?
I mean, I knew I didn't cook very well at all. And I knew darn good and well I didn't cook like his mother. I mean, he came from the country and I came from the city. So, I mean, that was not a very pleasant day.
I can imagine that. I can imagine. Now, new this month is the Hoyt Kitchen Volume 2 Favorite Recipe that is a cookbook. But how do you get that? Hoytskitchen.com, right? Okay.
Yes.
Right.
Hoytskitchen.com.
Okay.
Or you can call him on his phone. I mean, he takes calls from everyone everywhere.
Boy, we had a Wolfgang Puck on the show last week, and he would be very proud of you, Hoyt. I want you to know. I want to thank you, first of all, Hoyt, for your service to our country, retiring after 20 years in the United States Air Force. Thank you for your service to your country, first of all.
Thank you, Ron. Thank you.
Very important.
And the Marine Corps.
And the Marine Corps.
Yeah, I had a total of 23 years. I spent 3 years in the Marine Corps, and that's where I picked up Miss Susie, you know, the love of my life. And I got smarter. And I went over to the Air Force for 20 years.
Well, I got to tell you something. You're a brave guy to say you picked her up. She couldn't cook.
Yeah, that wasn't correct.
You guys are a hoot. You really are. Well, I got to congratulate both of you. And I would give out your home phone number, but I hate to do that because of all the robocalls that are taking place. I don't want to interrupt your dinner hour.
Yeah, you know, go through my website and
Hoytskitchen.com, right?
Yes,
right.
Well, I got to tell you, you two have been a delight, the real soul of the earth in America. And I wish you a lot of luck. And, boy, if you ever come down to Orlando, let us know. I'd like to taste your chicken and dumplings. I love chicken and dumplings.
That's a promise. You'll get some, Ron.
Okay, that sounds like...
I've got a cousin down there, and she's trying to get me down there to make her some dumplings. So once that happens, I'll bring you a dish of them over.
Now, you're going down to Orlando? Is that where she lives?
Yes, sir.
Oh, wow. Yeah, absolutely. You have my number. Let me know, okay? By the way, I failed to mention that you both live in a great town that I love, Nashville, Tennessee.
Well, we don't live there, but we're not too far from it.
That's close, you know.
We're in a rural area, Ron, but, you know, it's great to live in a rural area.
Yeah.
You can always go to the city. And you can take the country, the boy to the...
Out of the country.
You can take the boy out of the country, but you can't take the country out of the boy.
Absolutely. There's no doubt about it. Well, you're a great couple. Thank you so much. Did you win on the Newlywed Game?
Oh, absolutely.
I could have missed the bonus question, Ron, and still won the show. So I missed one 5-point question out of the whole show.
Well, that was a very popular show. That, along with the dating game produced by Chuck Barris, it was an outstanding thing.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much, Susie and Hoyt. Did well, and come back and join us. And I look forward to seeing you in Orlando. Okay.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, Ron. Thank you, Ron, for having us.
Thank you so much.
We appreciate it.
What a nice couple. Why can't we have all our guests like that, okay? Hoyt and Susie Tidwell, and check them out on Facebook. That's quite a story. It's a fun interview. They remind me of the American Gothic. I mean, what a great couple. And we wanted to put them on the air because it just seemed like a very down-to-earth pair. They weren't polished celebrities by no means, but boy, a lot of fun. The Tidwells. Stick around. There's more to come. You're listening to Ron Seggi today.
As a mother, you don't want to have to worry about this bill that's coming, but then she needs this chemo. That's the decision you shouldn't have to make.
It's a huge burden lifted financially, and so it allows you to give singular focus to your child. I've never known a hospital that takes care of their patients so thoroughly.
That was the first thing I was like, how are we going to do this? When they told us that we didn't have to pay a single bill, I was like, wow. Pretty much has saved us.
It's like the world has been lifted off of your shoulders, and now your focus is supporting this child.
There is not another hospital like St. Jude. The patient care is unmatchable. It saved my life. It saved my daughter's life. It saved our family.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at St. Jude.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
A little production quality on the show today. Welcome back. It's Ron Seggi live all across the USA and around the world. And summertime is here, ladies and gentlemen. Very popular for weddings. And we have with us two knowledgeable people that we're going to talk about weddings, and that is Karen Busson, who is an internationally renowned celebrity party expert, and Erica Almarez, destination weddings expert for the wedding operations at the Palladium Hotel Group. Ladies, welcome to the show.
Hi. Thank you so much, Ron.
Did you like my little introduction there? I thought that was kind of cute.
It's amazing.
There's a new trend out there right now. In fact, a very close friend of mine partook in one when he had a destination wedding for his son and new daughter-in-law. So what are the hottest trends? When I got married, they just got the two shotguns, brought them in the church, and said, okay, this is what we're going to do, you know?
The hottest trend right now is really personalization. So we've come a long way, and couples want to tell their own story. They have their own story, and they want to celebrate in their own style. So I've partnered with Weddings by Palladium, and I'm really excited because I've created my Karen Busson Weddings Collection for their all-inclusive resorts in Jamaica, Mexico, and the Dominican Republic. And what I've done is I've created a kind of design studio. I started with moods like tropical chic or vintage inspired, or even for the couple who wants something very, very beachy. And I've created all these elements that they can mix and match together. And then also on trend, I've added some incredible food and drink stations.
Delicious.
Yeah, very, very hot right now because couples are becoming foodies, and they also want to create moments. So it's all about kind of telling a story and creating moments that will surprise and delight people.
Sit-down dinners are not trendy anymore.
Do some parents say, geez, why are you doing this so far away, as my friend did? You know, what are you doing so far away? How do you counter that, lady?
Well, there's so much value in having a destination wedding, I must say. Just to start, you're going to save a lot of money. Your list of guests is going to be reduced significantly.
That was going to be my next statement. You can invite all the people you want, and they can say no, and then you're dwindled down to a lot less cost.
You will be surprised.
Yeah, you have to be careful because if they know it's a fabulous destination, like our hotels are in Jamaica, the Dominican Republic, and Mexico, people hear that and they're like, wait a minute, I might need to go. So you got to be careful about inviting people that you don't expect to come.
Yeah, exactly. And, I mean, besides that, besides saving money and having, like, a small wedding, you will have a family vacation and a very romantic honeymoon. So I think it's a win-win.
Yeah.
Yeah, when you bring it in those terms, I have to agree with that. I guess something that is more memorable years down the road. Now, you talk about these great destinations, Mexico, Jamaica, the Dominican Republic, and these great backdrops of all of the things that goes along with it. However, does that rule out people who just want to have a traditional wedding, even if it's a destination wedding? They just want to be in
no.
a church and go to the gymnasium afterwards and have this
no,
folding
no, no.
table?
But actually, one of the really cool things about doing a wedding with Weddings by Palladium is that, for example, on some of our properties, we actually have Catholic chapels, so you can actually have a church wedding if you want it. We have that beachfront, you know, toes in the sand kind of casual vibe, but we also have other locations that are like extremely elegant gazebos where you can walk down a paved garden path, you can wear your favorite Jimmy Choo shoes, you know, so you can craft the celebration that you want. You can have something very casual for a reception,
yeah.
like a beach barbecue. You can also do a very elaborate reception with live entertainment. So that's where, again, it just kind of comes back to customization, and that's what we've worked very hard to do at Weddings by Palladium, which is just find out who you are, let's figure out what you want and how we can help you tell your love story, and let's take you every step of the way through that process so you can actually feel like you're celebrating too.
Yeah, yeah. That's great. Now, what about hot trends for brides-to-be? You know, guys get the short end of the stick. They either got a tuxedo or a dark blue suit or a black suit, but is there new trends for brides?
Yeah, I mean, there's always something new. Like, one of the things I'm really excited about in the Karen Busson Wedding Collection is I created all these couture bouquets that feature, like, succulents, like little cactus plants in them without the spikes so they won't stab the bride, don't worry. Just interesting greenery. For example, I created a new arm bracelet, which is like a corsage, but you wear it on the upper part of your arm, so it's just this very bohemian, chic accent for brides or bridesmaids. So yeah, I mean, fashion is always going to be a trend, and I think it's not just for brides, it's brides and grooms.
planning a destination wedding from the distance can be stressful, sure. But with your wedding coordinator, it's a stress-free.
You know, I always thought that the hardest job in a wedding party, not actually the participants, but people who assist, okay, would be the photographer, because if you screwed that up, boy, you could really, you know, have a long, you can't recreate that. You know, I know there are going to be people listening to our voice right now and say, boy, this is great, but is it expensive? I mean, can it be done relatively inexpensively?
I can tell you that having a destination wedding, budget-wise, it's, like, fantastic. You would like to go to a hotel that is all-inclusive. Palladium Hotels and Resorts are all-inclusive. And you have different price points because our hotels can be adults-only luxury, or we have options for family, family resort.
Yeah,
no?
Yeah.
So, budget-wise, you can bring all your family and friends, and they can stay at any of these resorts. And plus, they're going to have the ceremony in the same property, so you don't have to spend money in transportation to move everybody to other locations.
And I was going to mention also, we have a new sort of a bundle that we're calling the Party Lovers Collection, and that is a great value because it lets couples choose a ceremony from any of the Karen Bussin Wedding Collection ceremonies, and then they combine that with a private reception, which more and more couples are wanting to have.
Yeah.
And by bundling those two things together, it's a much better value. So it really can be a very affordable way to have a really kind of one-of-a-kind, unforgettable wedding.
That's great.
It's experience. It's a whole experience. Family vacation, romantic honeymoon, and the most amazing photos that you will be able to post in your Instagram account.
There you go.
Yeah.
You're giving me some good ideas. When my son asks me where to do, I'm going to tell him to do that. Scratch the Elvis in Vegas one, okay? I'm going to have him go to okay? Now we're going to do that.
Yeah, come on down.
Come on down is right. Karen Bussin, who is, as I mentioned before, internationally renowned party guru with a roster of all kinds of celebrity clients, and Erica Almarez, who is the destination wedding expert at the operations of the Palladium Hotel Group. Ladies, thank you for joining us, and have a great summer.
Thank you, Ron. Thanks a lot, Ron.
Thank you. Frankly, if I got married again, and that ain't going to happen, this is the way I would do it. And there's more to come with Ron Sedgy today.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
published. Then call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995 immediately. That's 800-605-6995. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-605-6995 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-605-6995. That's 800-605-6995. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995 for your free author submission kit.
That's going to wrap things up on this last weekend of June with Ron Sedgy today. Want to thank you and all of our guests for being part of the show. Our guests include the funny guys, Jeff Foxworthy and Keenan Thompson, from Shanana, Jocko Marcelino, Carson Daly, and Jane Lynch from Hollywood Game Night. Also want to thank Tommy Rowe, Hoyt and Susie Tidwell, and Karen Busen and Erica Almarez. Well, we'll be looking for your company come next week when we're going to do it again, live all across the USA and around the world with Ron Sedgy today. I hope that you have a terrific 4th of July and a safe one, too. And until next week, I hope that you have blue skies and green lights.